I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. If you're looking for that crucial shortcut to staying truly plugged into the bleeding edge of AI, well, you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
This week, August 3rd to the 10th, 2025 was absolutely packed.
It really was.
And our mission, as always, is to kind of slice through all that noise and pull out the insights you need.
And this week, maybe more than most, really showcased the sheer breadth, you know, the rapid pace of AI innovation.
Yeah.
We saw developments spanning, well, everything from fundamental scientific breakthroughs that could change medicine right through to significant geopolitical shifts. Understanding how these pieces connect is absolutely key, I think, to grasping the bigger picture.
Right. Where AI is heading and how it actually impacts your world.
Exactly.
So let's unpack this. Let's dive straight into the core tech. New models, new architectures, some truly transformative capabilities.
Okay.
The biggest headline, without a doubt, OpenAI's official unveiling of GPT-5, their most advanced AI model yet.
Huge news.
It promises these significant leaps in reasoning, memory, and what they call multimodal understanding.
Which basically means it can genuinely comprehend and connect different types of info, right? Like text, images, audio.
All at once, yeah. Much more like a human does.
Yeah.
It's already powering new ChatGPT features and, well, it sets a new benchmark.
And what's really striking, I think, about GPT-5's rollout isn't just its power, but how quickly Microsoft has moved.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they've integrated it deeply across, like, everything. Consumer apps, developer platforms, enterprise stuff.
So Copilot, Azure AI Studio, Microsoft 365.
All of it. They're immediately getting these improved capabilities, which means the benefits are, you know, cascading directly to users right now. It's not a slow trickle.
Right, right. And talking about performance, we saw a pretty compelling demo of that strategic planning this week.
The chess competition.
Yeah, exactly. An OpenAI system powered by GPT-5 actually beat Elon Musk's Grok AI, which, you know, showcases that advanced planning and adaptability. Oh, and a quick side note, OpenAI also brought back GPT-4o after some initial user feedback.
Ah, interesting. So they're listening.
Seems like it. But, you know, the competition isn't just about raw speed or power. It's also about different approaches.
For sure.
We saw other big model releases. Anthropic rolled out Claude Opus 4.1.
Right. Anthropic, they're boasting improved reasoning, better multilingual performance.
And they're clearly aiming right at GPT-5, especially for enterprise use. And they always emphasize their safety guarantees.
Which leads to this really fascinating question. How do these models keep getting better beyond just, you know, throwing more data at them?
Yeah, are there new ways?
Totally new paradigms are emerging. Microsoft Research, for instance, introduced something called CLIO.
CLIO.
Yeah, cognitive loop via in situ optimization. What's really groundbreaking here is its on-the-fly learning capability.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
Well, think of it like a chess player who, instead of needing to, like, reread the whole strategy book after a mistake,
can instantly adjust their thinking during the game. This self-adaptive thing, without needing massive retraining, it's a game changer.
Especially for fields like biology and medicine, right? Where data changes constantly.
Precisely. Traditional methods are just too slow. CLIO makes AI much more dynamic.
Okay, speaking of groundbreaking, prepare for something pretty remarkable out of China. The Darwin Monkey supercomputer.
Yes, Darwin Monkey. What's fascinating here isn't just that it's another supercomputer.
Right.
It's the world's first neuromorphic supercomputer, unveiled by researchers at Zhejiang University.
Neuromorphic, so brain-like.
Exactly. Unlike traditional computers that separate processing and memory, you know, like factories and warehouses, neuromorphic chips integrate them. They mimic the brain's neurons and synapses, highly interconnected.
Okay, so what's the advantage?
Massive data processing with incredibly low power. We're talking just 2,000 watts for a system with the complexity of a macaque brain.
Wow, how complex is that? Over 2 billion artificial neurons, 100 billion synapses. It's powered by 960 Darwin 3 chips and uses DeepSeek's brain-like model.
So it's not just faster, it's a fundamentally different computing approach.
Absolutely. It opens doors for, well, maybe true brain-inspired AGI someday, and definitely super energy-efficient AI at the edge, way beyond what current GPUs can do.
Okay, so we've just peeled back the curtain on some seriously powerful new AI. But the big question for you listening is, how are these breakthroughs actually, you know, reshaping our lives?
Right, the real-world impact.
From healthcare to how we govern, AI's influence is spreading fast. Some applications are, frankly, transformative.
Yeah.
Let's start with health and science. NASA and Google are collaborating.
Right, on an AI specifically for astronaut health, which makes sense for long space missions.
Critical, yeah. And then back on Earth, this fascinating medical breakthrough.
Oh, the insulin patient.
Yes. A patient actually produced their own insulin after a gene-edited cell transplant.
Which just highlights how AI and computing are accelerating biotech, right? It's not just analysis, it's helping design these complex interventions.
Totally. And something that really caught my eye this week, MIT, Harvard, and the Broad Institute, they've got a new computational AI that can predict where virtually any protein will end up inside any human cell line. Subcellular localization, they call it.
And the incredible part is it works even for proteins or cell types it's never seen before.
Exactly. And it visualizes the predicted location with amazing precision. This could be huge for targeted drug development. Imagine drugs going exactly where needed.
Huge potential. However, it's worth noting a new study served as a bit of a reality check.
Oh.
It found that for predicting gene perturbation effects, some deep learning approaches haven't yet consistently beaten simpler linear baselines.
Interesting. So complexity isn't always the answer.
It underscores the challenges, you know? Applying these complex models to certain biological data sets. Sometimes simpler methods still hold their own. Biology is just incredibly nuanced.
Good point. Okay, switching gears a bit. Safety, security, regulation. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District.
Yes, following the tragedy in 2022.
They're equipping every school security camera with AI-powered gun detection tech, aiming for real-time alerts to law enforcement.
Which, on one hand, sounds like a proactive step, right? Directly addressing safety.
God.
But you have to weigh that against, well, potential false alarms, privacy implications, especially given what came out of the Black Hat Cybersecurity Conference this week.
What was that?
Researchers demonstrated new zero-click prompt injection attacks.
Okay, prompt injection is tricking the AI, but zero-click
means these attacks can compromise AI agents without the user even clicking anything. No malicious link, no file. The AI itself processes something, like a hidden image or data carrying the bad instruction.
Wow, that's worrying. For companies, for regular users.
Huge concerns, yeah. Impacts enterprise and consumer environments directly.
So on the safety development front, Anthropic researchers are trying something intriguing, almost counterintuitive.
What are they doing?
They're experimenting with training models to actually exhibit harmful behaviors, but in controlled settings.
Why would they do that?
The idea is to then teach them how not to do those things, to better predict and mitigate dangerous, you know, unaligned behavior in future LLMs.
Like exposing a system to bad habits in a lab to immunize it.
Kind of, yeah. It's a novel approach to AI safety.
And speaking of safety boundaries, on the regulatory side, Illinois just became the first U.S. state to pass a law banning unsupervised AI in therapy.
Really? That's significant.
It directly addresses those growing concerns about mental health risks from unregulated AI tools, shows states are starting to draw some clear lines. Human oversight remains critical there.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move into AI's impact on government, education, the workforce. OpenAI struck a major deal with the U.S. General Services Administration, the GSA.
Right, making ChatGPT Enterprise available to all executive branch agencies.
For just $1 per agency for the next year. Plus extras like deep research and advanced voice mode trials. That's a massive strategic rollout for government AI adoption.
It really is. And speaking of large-scale initiatives, look at California. They announced a collaboration with Adobe, Google, IBM, Microsoft.
What's the goal there?
Delivering comprehensive AI training programs, preparing residents for future jobs, focusing on both the deep tech skills and just basic AI literacy for non-tech workers, which is vital, right, as AI gets everywhere.
Absolutely. And in a really unique instance of political outreach, a British MP launched a personal AI chatbot.
Yeah, to engage with voters. It's a pioneering use of AI for constituent service, offering the sort of always online for interaction.
Interesting to see how that plays out. And for students listening.
Google's Gemini AI has a new feature, guided learning.
What does it do?
It's designed as an educational companion, breaks down concepts step by step, uses Socratic questioning, visuals, quizzes, even generates study guides.
Like a personalized tutor.
Pretty much. And they're offering the AI Pro plan free for a year to students in some countries.
Okay, let's look at AI creeping into daily life, content creation. Microsoft is sunsetting its Lens app.
The document scanner, right?
Yeah, folding its features into AI tools inside Microsoft 365 and Windows. So you gain AI transcription, summarization, image enhancement.
But you lose the simple standalone app.
Exactly, it's a trade-off. Prioritizing integration over the single app's simplicity.
Which brings up this critical point about content rights. Universal Pictures started adding a legal warning to its films.
Oh yeah, what does it say?
It appears in the end credits now, explicitly stating the content may not be used to train AI.
Trying to deter unauthorized data scraping by AI developers.
It's a big move. Underscores those ongoing really intense copyright battles around AI training data.
Definitely. And for creatives out there, this next one sounds really cool. MIT researchers introduced an AI visualization tool.
What's special about it?
It can render and edit objects that defy physical laws.
Wait, really? Things that couldn't exist?
Yeah. Think about designing and manipulating impossible objects. It opens incredible doors for creative design, educational simulations, imaginative storytelling, pushing visuals beyond physical limits.
Oh, okay. That's wild.
And finally, thinking about the planet and mobility, Google DeepMind unveiled its Weather Lab.
Right, an AI system for tracking and forecasting tropical cyclones.
With a greater accuracy and speed than traditional methods. That could genuinely save lives.
Absolutely. And another great move from DeepMind, they released their Perch model as open source software.
What's the Perch model?
It helps conservationists analyze bioacoustic data. So identifying endangered species from animal sounds, Hawaiian honey creepers, marine life near coral reefs.
Making advanced animal sound recognition widely accessible. That's fantastic for conservation.
Huge boon for researchers, yeah.
And on the move, the global robotaxi race is heating up. Baidu's Apollo Go
is launching in the UK and Germany by 2026.
Through Lyft's platform, right. Leveraging Lyft's acquisition of Freenow. It's Baidu's first autonomous vehicle launch in Europe.
Big expansion. And maybe a sign of things to come. China opened the world's first humanoid robot mall this week.
A robot mall. Okay, the future is definitely arriving.
Bit by bit.
All right, let's shift focus now to the broader landscape. Competition, ethics, the economy of AI. Reports suggest Apple is quietly building an internal team.
The AKI team. Answers, knowledge and information.
That's the one. Goal seems to be a ChatGPT style assistant, maybe integrated with Siri, Spotlight, Safari.
Delivering direct answers like Google search results, but more conversational. Sounds like Apple's making its big strategic move into generative AI.
Finally, yeah. And speaking of strategic pivots, there's a major rumor about OpenAI.
The open weight model strategy.
Exactly. This would be a huge shift from their usually proprietary approach. It could signal a more transparent, more competitive era.
If it happens, yeah, it could really shake things up, maybe democratize access to powerful models more.
We also saw a bit of a public spat this week. Cloudflare versus Perplexity.
Ah, the stealth AI scraping allegations.
Right, which Perplexity denied. Just another reminder of the ongoing tensions around how AI models get their data.
And what's really telling about the talent market? A story about elite AI engineers apparently rejecting massive offers from Meta.
Like how massive?
Up to $1.5 billion over 6 years, reportedly.
Whoa, and they turned it down.
Seems so. It suggests top AI talent increasingly values things like autonomy, ethics, the company's vision,
yeah,
not just the money. That's a powerful signal.
It really is. And sometimes, you know, the hype doesn't match reality. A seasoned big law lawyer went on Reddit.
Oh, I saw that about the legal AI Harvey.
Yeah, called it overhyped, said there was no real legal DNA behind the branding and pricing. Basically, all marketing, little substance. A good reminder to look under the hood.
Always look under the hood.
Okay, let's touch on some broader economic and policy things. Apple committed another $100 billion to accelerate U.S. manufacturing.
Part of their American manufacturing program, right, brings their total U.S. investment to $600 billion over 4 years, aiming to expand production, strengthen supply chains.
Huge numbers.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Well, former President Trump declared a sweeping 100% tariff on imported chips and semiconductors this week.
Right.
Now, crucially here, companies producing or building manufacturing in the U.S., like Apple, will be exempt according to the source material, which could incentivize domestic production. And just to be absolutely clear for everyone listening,
yes,
we are simply relaying the information as presented in our sources. We're not taking any political side or endorsing any viewpoint here at all.
Exactly. Our job is just to help you understand the news and the context.
Right. And related to that, on August 7th, Donald Trump also demanded Intel CEO Lip-Bu-Tan step down.
Citing what?
Highly conflicted financial ties to Chinese tech firms, apparently. This caused a dip in Intel's stock.
Mm.
And again, just reporting the info from the source here. This event, as stated, brought renewed scrutiny on corporate governance, national security. It highlights that complex mix of business, politics, and tech in the AI age.
It certainly does. Well, you've just received, I think, a pretty unique and curated overview of an incredibly eventful week in AI.
It was a lot to cover.
We've unpacked a sheer volume of groundbreaking stuff, new models, innovative architectures, AI's impact spreading across industries, daily life.
Yeah.
You're definitely better informed now about the bleeding edge.
So thinking ahead, what does this all mean for you? With AI advancing so fast, predicting protein locations, enabling self-adaptive science while the legal and ethical rules are still playing catch up. What fundamental shifts do you see coming in the balance between human decisions and AI autonomy over the next 5 years, especially around safety, privacy, and, you know, economic opportunity?
That's a big question.
Something to mull over until our next deep dive.